Did he?
Did he what?
Did he do it?
Sound like he did a lot. I did not see a raid coming. The federal agents raided his home in Miami on the 25th. Of course, they found firearms were found and shit like that. They seized his phones in Miami before he was scheduled to depart. So he never left. He was just trying to leave.
No, he was gone. I thought he was gone. He wasn't there.
No, his jet left.
I thought he wasn't there.
He wasn't at the house.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's gone.
No, he wasn't at the house, but he didn't leave the country.
He was still in the city.
But he wasn't at the house is what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
he wasn't at the house. Right. Mm-hmm. Wait, is that what you asked? Maybe I thought that, question.
Well, at the time, it sounded like he had left the country.
No. He had left the house. He wasn't at the house.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, they raided both his Miami house and his LA house at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then he was stuck at the Opa-locka private airport. And, the jet was fueled up and ready to go.
They were tracking the jet. The jet was gone.
They thought he was gone.
They thought he was gone, but he wasn't in the jet.
Someone else. Only the drug mule guy was in the jet, right? Mm-hmm.
Someone else
the
was
who?
Using
the
it.
Drug mule.
Did you not see this?
That white guy?
No. You didn't see this.
You see the pink cocaine?
Did you see
no.
this?
Well, no. Yeah. I saw the pink cocaine with Young Miami and all of that, and pink I saw cocaine? What she said.
No, there's yes, a sir. White dude.
This is a movie. Yeah.
A goofy, skinny, nerdy looking white dude that they claim is Diddy's drug mule.
Yeah.
And they caught him.
I did see
that. I can't believe you didn't see. You gotta look up this picture.
I saw it.
This is a dude you would not think would be a drug mule, which is why he's a perfect drug mule.
Yep.
100.
Perfect drug mule. But yeah, he's just like a nerdy white guy. Apparently he used to be like a basketball star or something in high school or college, something like that. Dad, this story is fucking nuts.
It's crazy.
So he's seriously tied to Diddy as a drug mule.
Yes. Absolutely, they are charging
confirmed, but he just said that just to get out of some shit.
Nah, his name is Brendan Paul.
Why would he
Paul.
Say I'm a drug mule to get out of some shit?
I don't know.
His name is Brendan Paul. He used to play basketball for Syracuse.
Wow. Mm. Show him his picture.
I've seen him.
Oh, you saw him? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got booked for possession of cocaine and controlled substances.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. This story is getting crazy.
Wait, he got booked. Like, so he was on the plane, and they got the plane, and he was the one that was on the plane?
That was my understanding, but right? That was my understanding is he was on the plane, they caught it before it left, and they dragged him off. That was how I read the story.
I know one of the
I mean, come on, man. Look at that guy.
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, geez, looking ass motherfucker.
One of the latest things that I saw was that they were saying that they were hitting cameras damn near in every room of Diddy's mansion. So, the thing is, obviously, everything is alleged, but when the feds took all of the tapes and everything, obviously, they're going to go through it and see if anything is illegal. So, obviously, we know that Diddy is going to have a lot of dirt on a lot of people, but is that illegal? In itself,
to do like, what?
To just record you in my house?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. So,
I thought you guys let
people know. Not necessarily. Oh, because if you have inside cameras that are visible, but
it'd be
if
different
hidden,
if it was like an Airbnb and that someone was paying to stay there, I think you have to reveal that there's a camera. But if someone just walks in your house, I don't think you have to tell them anything. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Yeah. We're not lawyers.
The conspiracy behind him having those tapes was the reason for the raid, because he was being pressed. He was like, well, I got dirt on all of these people. Mm-hmm. So they did a raid to go get the tapes. Like, nah, you ain't got the dirt on
them. Yeah, well, he wouldn't be stupid enough to keep them at his house, would he?
At his house the tapes?
Those tapes, yeah.
It depends on what he's recording. Yeah. It depends on who's on it.
Yeah.
If he's recording some freak shit, I could absolutely see him keeping the tapes
100%.
There.
Maybe in a safe or something?
Even after everything that's gone down with him, you don't think he would be smart enough to move this stuff after?
That nigga was still probably having him freak off.
Do you think he thought he was going to get raided, though?
If I'm into some shit like this, yes.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if Diddy even took it that seriously. I don't know. Yeah.
Because think about it, right? Like, this whole thing started with Cassie coming out, and he paid her off ASAP, right? Why would I assume that the feds are on my case when I settled the only thing that was even questioned?
Because there were talks and discussions of this potentially becoming a fed case.
When?
I don't remember that.
I thought his perception of it was a money grab, not a fed case.
That's what he was saying, but there were words out there that this could become a fair case because Cassie was crossing the court different state lines.
Yes, yeah, I remember.
And then it could become a potential RICO.
The sex trafficked part of it.
Yeah, which is what they're using to do all of this stuff.
Yeah, but I thought that they needed more evidence to even pursue that, which they clearly got.
Mm.
But I do remember that with the Cassie thing, but I didn't think it was like a serious discussion.
If I'm Diddy, I'd rather be safe than sorry with so many eyes on me at the moment.
Yeah.
It's like, let me shut operations down for a minute. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, the fact that he's overseas now, maybe he took the tapes somewhere else to stash them.
So he did eventually go overseas.
Because
or somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah, because they never got arrested.
That's crazy.
You know, they got questioned. Obviously, they raided his house, but he never got arrested.
Where is he at? Like, where is he?
On some island?
With Russ?
I think.
What did he say? Like,
Bali. I think it was Antigua.
That's it.
That's in the Caribbean.
It was where? Say it again.
Antigua. They're in Antigua.
Okay. So there's no. So. What's it? Extradition.
Yeah. The U.S. No, they could. I would think that they probably could. I wouldn't imagine that the islands would be like, no, we're not going to extradite them.
No. So you have to have that treaty signed with America. There are countries where, let's say, if you
there are, crime, but I imagine Antigua's probably Antigua, not one because of the travel or whatever.
Again, we're not
Yeah, lawyers. We're not lawyers, so don't be in the fucking Reddit comments saying some dumb shit.
Like, oh shit, fake news, FIFO back.
Yeah. No, he's googling.
No, I know. I'm just saying. But no, I've been so busy that I didn't even keep up with it. And I meant to look at it before we got here today, but yeah, mm-mm-mm. I figured.
It says Antigua and Barbuda, which is a neighboring island.
I saw that, Barbuda.
You may be extradited from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they signed it June 3rd, 1996.
Yeah, so that makes sense. It's a travel destination. Mm-hmm. Any place that's typically a travel destination, they're going to sign that treaty.
Right. He ain't staying there,
so why don't he go there?
Because it's probably vacationing. Bro, like,
probably vacationing.
See, like, Ken.
I got a whole thing. What?
But again, like.
Got a whole ass security after him.
He's probably taking the shit to hide over there. Why is Stevie J with him?
He is?
Because that's his producer.
Why is Stevie J with him?
What are you producing?
Right. Why is Stevie J with him? He want to make sure that it's on 1080p?
Because they have a relationship. He over there on vacation.
I bet they do.
1080p.
That's wild.
No.
That's wild.
His belt is strong. It's all from
right.
Yo. But now, man, like, I don't know. This case obviously is going to have a lot more twists and turns as time progresses. But I think where we are in the case is very interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think that we're just going to get more and more people coming out. Like, did you see the recent lawsuit? And, like, they had, a screenshot of like, the video? Yeah, bro. So, like, They have a screenshot of Stevie J having homosexual acts with a white man.
And no, that was debunked.
Oh, that was debunked.
That's
debunked.
Okay.
It was a porn.
It was a porn star.
Yeah, that was a porn dude.
Oh, okay. Damn. Okay, it was a porn dude. Okay.
All right, let's start with the facts. We had the facts.
We thought we did.
Well, here's one more before we get to the facts.
Okay.
Did y'all see the psychic lady that predicted this?
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't.
No, I didn't. Yeah,
I saw that.
In 2023, a psychic named. Course a pop-up would come up right here. Psychic name, I don't know her name, but she predicted that his white home lady would be raided and would eventually, you know, have this come. So
She said that in 2020 last year.
She said it in 2023.
She probably got some inside information.
Had to, come on, y'all.
That he was gonna get raided?
That makes more sense than she's a fucking psychic, doesn't it?
No. Last year, you don't believe in psychics?
Of course you would believe in
her name is cycles. Sloan Bella. She predicted.
Her name is Slow who?
Sloan.
Oh.
And she predicted the month, March 2024.
She had inside information, dude.
Last year?
Who would she be?
She had inside. She had to.
How would he not have that same inside information?
Because maybe she knows someone that's a. There's no. The fact that y'all are really thinking that this lady sat down.
You don't believe in psychics?
I don't believe. No.
Really?
Why are you really in me?
I thought you were in the world.
Why are you really
in me? You thought I went to a psychic?
I thought you said you did before.
What in the hell? I went to a therapist.
No, that's I know different. That. Her direct- I know that. You said you went to a psychic before.
I did not.
I swear you did, no, Mike. I'm going to pull the tape.
You have to.
You did.
I don't know.
Maybe it was off tape then.
I have never been to a psychic.
You said something about dead end and shit.
You lying.
I did not say.
What did they say about dead end?
I swear, bro.
What did they say?
I know.
What?
I think it was like tarot cards or some shit.
I did do a tarot card person.
Yeah, that's the same type shit.
They're not psychics. They're not psychics. And you didn't say anything about that.
They're psychic adjacent.
They're psychic adjacent, sure. But I have never been to.
Yeah, no, no. Remember, she said that something was going to happen big with your homies, like with a group of your friends. Like something was going to be. Yeah. You said that, bro. You said that. You right.
I don't know if I was joking.
I'm glad you wasn't. Because we acting like I'm crazy.
Her direct quote was, watch the March 2024 Easter time frame. I don't know what that means. I don't know what's happening, but it might be nothing, but it's just what I heard, is what she said.
It's just what I heard.
Heard.
Right.
So because they
from the means, just what she heard.
She heard from the
I cannot believe y'all believe this shit.
Yeah, I don't believe
it. I'm not saying that I don't.
Yeah, you kind of are.
No. What I'm saying is, like, I'm not saying I'm not just going to go out on limb like, you know, psychics don't know shit. I'm not going to say that.
Psychics don't know shit.
That's fine. You can.
Psychics are fucking bullshit.
It's whatever you believe.
And you know, you never believe.
Y'all believe magicians too, huh? Y'all really think that David Blaine be doing shit? And what's Chris? What's a Chris Angel? Y'all believe that shit too?
No.
Why?
What was that?
He's a magician.
That's what he be doing.
Because he's a magician.
The show? He would like do some shit. And would
be like, doing David Blaine, but what's?
It's Chris Angel.
How do you explain they levitate then? How do you explain that?
Wow.
It's the dance. That'd be
fake. Fucking with you.
No, he's not.
I'm trying to keep a straight face.
Right?
I was like, you need to
keep a straight face.
You ain't fucking with him right now. Now, hold on.
I'm trying to keep a straight face.
This is a crazy man. Shit.
Yeah, they go. I'm surprised they haven't questioned her.
Me too.
The psychic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might. She might get.
She might have been questioned already.
In another clip shared online, she said that Combs is being sacrificed by other people in the music industry.
All right, well. He's being sacrificed?
Yeah.
Do I believe that?
Like other executives are turning
like people that's higher than him.
I could see that. Absolutely, I could see that. Yeah. Yeah. I could. I mean, he was definitely doing some foul shit, and I think that he was definitely involved in all of this. But I could see there being people more powerful than him that were just as involved.
Yeah.
And they're like, we'll just give up Diddy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember her name, but she's been talking about the whole Diddy situation for a minute now as a black lady.
Cleo?
You stupid. You stupid as hell.
You remember Miss Cleo?
She's a
rapper. You wrong as hell, right?
But so she was tied to the music industry.
She's a record
stuff.
Executive, yeah. I know who you're talking about. Her name like Ethiopia or something like that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, her. She's
bro, this story.
This man said her name is Ethiopia.
No, her name. Yeah, it's something like that.
But
she's been talking for years about, you know, all of the stuff that Diddy and a lot of execs have been doing. She said that the next one to fall is going to be Jay.
Man.
That Jay has a lot of skeletons in his closet.
I heard that too, but I thought it was just kind of a joke. Because he's been tied so closely to Diddy in business ventures, it said.
Mm.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, her
name is Ethiopia Habertermain. Habertermain. However you say that.
I said that three times.
Right.
Fast.
Yeah.
Tremaine.
But yeah, no. she's saying that Jay's going to be the next one.
That would be crazy.
She was a former Motown. She was former Motown Records CEO. Mm-hmm.
Oh man!
Yeah. She's going to testify against Diddy in exchange for being dropped from the sex trafficking lawsuit.
Wait, she said what now?
Oh wow!
Yeah,
she said what now?
So I don't know if that's the person I'm talking about.
So it says, former Motown CEO Ethiopia, whatever her last name, Ethiopia H, to testify against Diddy in exchange for being dropped from the sex trafficking lawsuit. I have personal knowledge of the facts. Mm. If called upon as a witness, I could and would completely testify as her quote.
Let me see what she look like.
She bad.
Well, where you read that from?
Bad.
Oh, no, Jesus that's not Christ. Who I'm talking about.
Talking about.
No.
Wait, I'm just saying what news.
Horny motherfuckers, man. God damn.
That's NBC?
Damn, we can't just say that. You know, woman look good.
Bro. Oh, okay. Let me see what she looks like so I can say if it's the same person.
Oh, she bad.
I didn't say
no,
something.
Oh, okay. How about his name, man?
Oh, okay.
You know nigga shit, man.
I know.
We
nigga shit. Nigga shit.
Look at what you're talking about.
What she look like, Rob?
Kind of bad. Kind of look like Iman.
Yeah, like she got the.
Oh, let me see.
Oh, yeah. Like you talking about language now.
Look at him.
Yeah, she look like Iman.
He going to zoom in. He's zooming in now. He's zooming in. He's zooming in right now.
You think so? I think she like Iman.
The Iman
kind of
goes away.
Y'all think
she is cute though.
Y'all think Diddy going down?
Diddy's going
down.
He's
done. He's cooked,
but not in the
in this case.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So you don't think
you stopped yourself? I heard it.
Jaguar Wright. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, Jaguar Wright.
She been but she ain't going at it.
Yeah, she has been.
I'm surprised she ain't said Talib was
right.
Oh, she the one that mentioned Jay-Z. You know, she got a vendetta against
Jay-Z. Yeah, she got a vendetta.
She got a vendetta against Jay-Z.
She got a vendetta against
a lot of people.
Because she just like it.
Because she's been a lot of outing a lot of these rappers.
The Roots, Jay-Z,
Talib,
bruh.
A lot of folks.
She's been on them.
Mary J.
Common. She said something about Common,
yep,
too.
Yeah. Common. Yeah. Mary J. That. I think she said something about Mary J. Blige.
What'd she say about? She barely Mary J. alone.
Bruh.
We crispy chicken alone. What?
Mary will pull up on her.
That's a Mary Day.
That's how she gonna pull up.
Mary J alone.
Mary J hit his head, bro.
Yeah, for real, bro.
Nah,
that's crazy. Y'all don't think his lawyers are strong enough to fight this?
Even if it, well, when you say go down, you mean like go to jail, or you mean his career is done?
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to jail, but I think like. I feel like his reputation is like
his career
is
done.
It's done.
He had to sell out of Revolt, right?
He sold his majority share out of Revolt to an
undisclosed black person.
See, that's where he could kind of keep it depending on where it goes, though.
Yeah.
What do you mean keep it?
Like, if, depending on who you sold it to, you could kind of loop it back around.
Yeah, because he could have sold somebody in his family.
Yeah, did he?
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking when I saw that. I was like, oh, that ain't shit.
Undisclosed, that's probably what he did.
Right.
Right.
But I definitely think he's gonna have to probably liquidate, you know, more businesses and stuff like that just to remove himself. But at the end of the day, I think that he can come out of this with still a whole bunch of money, but his reputation is gonna be just done.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody is gonna touch Diddy.
I know, right?
I know
the words. The pono words out here is
you talking
crazy
about big brands.
Huh?
You talking about big brands.
Yeah, yeah, just business. Yeah.
But did he have like I thought a lot of his stuff was just, you know, like things that he created. I didn't think like Revolt. It's not attached to like Viacom and shit like that.
I think he did.
It would have to be.
Yeah, I think it was.
It would have to be.
I would think so if it's that big. Mm. I would think so.
Like even the Vox. So the Vodka is like the Ciroc.
The Ciroc wasn't his company.
People. I got you.
He just blew it up. Because that's what a lot of hip hop.
Y'all are so juvenile.
I know, man.
that's what a lot of hip hop artists do. They either invest or become like brand ambassadors. You know what I'm saying? And then just blow up the brand, take equity in it. Just like, you know, 50 don't own Vitamin Water, but you know what I'm saying?
What did it say about Revolt?
Yeah,
NBC Universal.
Yeah, NBC Universal has a minority interest in it.
Yeah, I thought that was his. I thought that was the big thing when he
started.
Like
he sold all of this stuff. He sold off Sean John. He sold off. Well, Ciroc wasn't his. He was suing them. Actually, they said.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had no choice to sell Sean John because they were dropping it from stores.
Yep. Macy's. Well, once everything started, the Macy's was like, "Yeah, bro, we're not selling it."
But I
think they had like he had like a 20-year relationship with Macy's.
Yep.
The music is big though, because like he can always be a top, like get money off of that, right?
Yeah, because if he still owns the masters, which I know he still owns Biggie's catalog and a lot of the Bad Boys catalog, he's always gonna make money off of that.
He just can't do anything further.
Yeah. And then here's the other thing though, just because you own the catalog doesn't mean that people aren't or brands are not going to use it. He's going to make money off of streaming, right? But remember, part of owning the masters is being able to put it on movies
and licensing
the music.
Yep.
They're not going to touch that music if he owns it, because they're not going to add to it.
Do they still play like R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly and shit?
No.
It's over.
No.
They took it out of Space Jam?
They're not going to take it out.
And I don't know if they take it out, but I don't know they'll do it. So they may do the same with Diddy like they do Kelly.
Yeah.
One of the most interesting things I seen were people saying that where his friends at. Like, if y'all were friends with him, would y'all come out and say
Stevie J's right next to him? What friends are they talking about?
He in the lawsuit. I think they're talking about the people at his people level that he hang with.
I guess I don't know who he hangs out with.
Everybody.
Ebro asked Fat Joe about it. And Fat Joe was kind of on the fence. And he was like, well, I'm praying for my brother and this, that, and the third. But a lot of people were like, where are his friends at? I was like, bro, ain't nobody coming out speaking up for this nigga.
Why?
Like, I wouldn't say shit.
Because I feel like even outside looking in, like, we knew that The stories have
been out for years.
Yeah, like the party, like everybody talking about a Diddy party. Like, so we know that shit went down. We weren't there, so we don't know exactly, but we know that shit went down. And motherfuckers that was participating in that shit, they gonna be quiet as fuck.
Yeah, until they
hope they not on them tapes.
Yeah, they're hope. Yeah, as long as they don't have to say anything, why would they?
I would not say a word.
If one of y'all motherfuckers went down, I'm not fucking speaking up.
We already know.
No, Spike, cool, bro. Yeah. No. Would you?
I kept that in my mental.
Would you?
Rolodex. Would I told you I would. I would fend for you, dog.
If I was in the Diddy shit, y'all would be like,
doing freak offs. You know how I am. Mike was
doing freak offs.
You know how I am. I won't even tell you. Like, look, man, that man came to work out every day. I be saying all the shit that don't even have to do.
But here's the thing.
like to me, Mike is a fine person. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But I always never, came through shower.
I never had any issues with him.
But you know what?
I don't know about the shit he's doing outside of my.
I don't know about the freak.
But you know, dry snitching.
No. But you know what a true friend would do. Like if I was Diddy, I'd be like, hey, bro, don't say shit, bro. Like, facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, bro, like this shit.
Wait, I mean, if you were Diddy, what?
If I was Diddy and you were a homie.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell your homie, don't say anything.
Hey, bro, don't say nothing. Yep. Don't say shit, bro.
Like, I would do the same thing.
You know what I'm saying? Like if it was amongst us and I was in some shit and now all of a sudden, you know, the eyeballs are on Dead End Media for whatever reason, I'd be like, hey, look, bro, I'm gonna step off. Hey, don't say shit about my situation. You know, I'm gonna try to fight it. Appreciate you guys. Thank you for the support.
Don't get yourself in trouble for me. Yep. I would do the same thing.
Because that's what the true homie would do. I don't want you to go down with me.
But what if you get pulled into the case?
Huh?
Okay. What if you get pulled on the stand?
And then what you just said, I want you to tell that to the cops. Hey, you know what? He came to job. He came to work. He was a good
that's
man.
That's all I'm saying.
But I don't need you to say that publicly.
I wouldn't voluntarily give the information.
But that's essentially what Spike is asking in terms of where your friends. Because
I'm not asking. See how we do?
Yeah.
Ron always trying to act like he's the good guy until you start digging in. Then he's like, what? I mean, I wouldn't just voluntarily publicly say that Mike's a good guy.
No.
They have to ask me. I got to be subpoenaed. See how you do?
I ain't gonna put my reputation on the line for nothing.
Right, unless I have to. I have a family.
I'm just saying, to his point, if you didn't want me to say shit or if you didn't want me to say shit, I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet.
But I'll be talking again.
I'll be quiet. You know what I'm saying? But look, I'm willing and ready to say every positive thing I can find out about you. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, if I would be too. You'd have to. I would too, That'd be a different story. Yeah. I just said I wouldn't just go out there voluntarily.
What's the dude, punk dude? What's his name?
Ashton Kutcher.
That's what we was talking about. Like,
but
how
he voluntarily did it. No one asked him to do shit.
I'm just saying, but so he was just different. Saying all the positive things. He didn't even touch on the other shit.
He voluntarily defended a fucking rapist. And they were like, I understand.
Him and his wife.
He didn't defend him.
Yes, he did.
He's spinning it.
We said he's a good guy.
He just said he's a good guy. For what I know of him, all I know is this.
He defended a rapist.
And as a friend, especially if I knew I did some shit, hey, bro, don't say shit. Bro.
Yeah, keep your letter to yourself.
Don't say shit. Yeah. Hey, look, matter of fact, you know how you can help me, man? Make sure my son good. Anytime wifey needs something, my son needs something, bro, just, you know, take care of that for me.
And you can't rush to defend anybody with these type of allegations.
No, crazy.
Mm-hmm. That Joe even looked. You told Ebro, move on, bro. Don't ask me.
Mm-hmm. He played us pretty smart.
I thought.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, he was just like he tried to move the situation along real quick. He didn't really want to linger.
He was on Ebro's radio show. Okay. Ebro, they were talking about something, and he asked him about Diddy. He's like, I'm praying for him and his family. He's been my friend for 30 years. And then Ebro tried to ask another question. He's like, bro, you got enough. Like, that's it. Don't ask me
who was this again?
Fat Joe and Ebro.
That was kind of foul, I thought.
It was.
It was kind of foul.
Ebro to try to leave that in there because
ask me off camera, what the fuck are you doing?
That shit is fed type shit.
It's some DJ Vlad bullshit. I'm surprised nobody jumped on Ebro about that.
Yeah, that's some fed shit.
That's
fed.
Do you think, well, it was on his radio show.
I thought it was Ebro, at least.
The Apple.
You sure it was Ebro? I thought it was Ebro.
Do you think it was sort of have to at least ask?
No, I don't.
Bro, no.
This is what I keep telling y'all. Not every fucking thing is content. Mm. Sometimes just leave motherfuckers alone. Like, why are you trying to get Fat Joe wrapped up in the shit when he doesn't want to be?
I'm talking about just as a media journalist sort of thing.
No. Some shit does not need to be discussed on a public platform. I'm Fat Joe. He's Diddy. We had a relationship back in the day. I don't need you asking me about this shit on camera.
To implicate me as well.
Exactly. Like,
because he might already be implicated. He might be on them tapes, bro. Yeah, like, I don't need to throw a smoke signal to be like, oh, you know, let's fast forward to Fat Joe shit. Like, no. Nah, nigga, just take your time.
It's one thing to do what we're doing as a media company to talk about the situation, and it's one thing to start asking people directly
questions. Exactly. Right. Yep. And hope that they'll slip up so I can get viral off this shit. Right. That's what he was doing.
And they're going to cut the clip and it's going
to work. No, that's not cool at all, man. Especially if you're cool with Fat. I don't know if he's cool with Fat Joe.
Ebro?
Right.
Yeah, I think they're friends.
Well, if you're friends, hot.
The context of the conversation, I think they were talking about people from an era in the music they made or whatnot, and they were naming people, and then Ebro was like, yeah, our boy, Diddy, he belongs in that category too, and then he piggybacked that to, what do you think about what's going on right now?
If I was Fat Joe, after that shit was over, I'd pull him to the side, like, cool.
Well, here's the thing.
So set it up.
I think kinda. That initial question is okay. Fat Joe answered it okay, but then when you follow, when you try to follow that up, right. Then that's where the issue is.
Because Fat Joe didn't give him what he wanted.
Exactly. So if you say, hey, you know how you feel about Diddy? Hey, man, look, I'm praying for him and his family. I hope everything goes good. Boom. Keep it moving. That's professional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I do think to a degree, Ken, what you're coming at in terms of like the journalism, we know that you had a relationship with Diddy. Let's ask, but let's not prod. When you start prodding, then that is some Fed type shit. That is some DJ Vlad type shit.
He should have ran it by him first and be like, look, do you want to talk about this?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And if Fat Joe said no or yes, then that should get gear where the interview goes.
100.
It'd be different if Fat Joe was already directly implicated. Like if he had Stevie J on there, I'd be with you.
Yeah, that would be.
Hey, you're already implicated.
That's what we talking about.
What you've been doing.
Right.
How's Jocelyn?
Do you want to clear your name right now?
Exactly. I didn't do none of that shit.
Is
he already picking fights with 50 Cent?
I saw that.
If somebody is doing or has known to have done some foul shit, is saying, "Oh, I'm praying for him and his family," an okay statement to make?
Yep,
I think it's about as
if they friends.
PC.
It's about as what's the word? Neutral as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm praying for him. He can still be a foul motherfucker, mm-hmm. but you can say, hey, I'm praying for him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. almost perfect.
Yeah.
It is. Like, no one can really say
anything. Right.
Yeah. You don't think people
are like, praying for him?
Why are you praying?
Like, what?
Why you want God to help him?
He said he prayed for the victims, too, though. So I think that kind of cleared it up.
Yeah, Fat Joe did it.
Everybody
did it,
involved it's in the PR situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right, Rod. That was slick.
Because, Fat Joe's career now is nothing but interviews. So this nigga's PR is definitely...
Damn.
Am I lying? I don't know.
That was his previous pass. He was saying all that tough guy stuff was fake.
We know that's
not true.
Yeah, no.
But he was like, oh, yeah, I was never a tough guy. Like,
that's when all that
Young Thug shit.
That Slim Thug shit came and all these niggas trying to be like, oh, yeah, that shit ain't.
That nigga was on the block. That nigga was making money on the block.
Why are you over here? This man said he wasn't. Because another interview, he said he did. Feds, bro.
I'm not.
This man said I wasn't doing it. You over here saying he was.
Look at
old Fat Joe.
Look at older interviews.
Jack, man.
Look at older interviews. Bro. Look at other niggas in New York. Fuck all that.
He done said it.
Fat Joe done said it.
He trying to move forward.
That's cool.
He done lost some weight. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't denying your past, though. You can't deny your past. You can't do that.
Y'all ain't right, bro.
He ain't right.
You too, Spike.
Yeah, I gotta hold him accountable. I appreciate where he at now, but
he's trying to stand on some money and in a cul-de-sac somewhere. Let that man move on.
He said
he was lying. Let him say he was lying.
Say he trying to lean back.
No, they trying to make him lean back into the back the way he was before.
Oh man.
Let that man go.
Did y'all see what 50 Baby Mama was in this?
Yep.
In the lawsuit?
She's in the lawsuit. She was a paid sex worker for Diddy.
Oh, that's what Stevie was saying.
And Young Miami. Like he paid Young Miami $500K a month.
Oh, see, they're trying to
pay Stevie.
Her $200K a month. And what 50 did, and you can see how.
You know how petty 50 is.
He's so petty.
Smart, though.
He brought it up because he wanted custody of his son.
Yep.
So now she's looking like a sex worker, and they may go to court and he may get custody of his son. Mm-hmm. But then she came out and said that 50 raped her.
Oh,
when they
Jesus
were together.
Christ.
Jesus ugly.
Christ.
She was like,
do you want better? She said he was an abusive partner and he raped her during their time together.
She don't have to prove that, though.
It's so messy.
No, she's
turning people against each other.
It is.
Not really, people.
Why she doesn't have to prove? First of all, how do you prove it? You can't.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have to prove it at this point. All she has to do is say it.
Yep.
And that is attached to 50.
But here's the thing.
Or are you talking about to get his son?
to get his son. And the reason why I'm saying that she has to prove it now is because obviously her integrity is a big question.
Sure.
Exactly. So if she would have said that prior to everything,
right?
Then yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But now it's like,
FIFA was bad, bro.
Her name is Daphne Joy, and it says in the lawsuit court documents against rapper P. Diddy, the name Daphne Joy appears as an alleged sex worker who received monthly payments from him. She's 50 Cent's baby mother, and she does not take kindly to the jokes at her expense.
Yeah, but well, did you see the thing with Young Miami? Young Miami was saying that she wasn't a drug mule, but the money was to basically get the crew mule. Love.
Yeah, bro, crew love.
That's
I know what you're referring to.
I was going
to
say, you really want to explain this fight. No.
That was a surprise of Crew Love. I thought it was his personal.
I think
love.
That's a rap song.
But I think we've heard that. It is a rap song. But I think we've heard that before.
She's admitted to it.
Mm-hmm. But the Crew Love part, I think that's not new. I think that was a couple of the people.
Yeah, that's how Diddy likes them. And remember, that's what Cassie was alleging too.
Made her
right.
have sex.
Yeah.
With.
Right.
Man, there's a lot of people that's impacting in this situation.
This is a rap, bro.
When it's
yeah, he's cooked.
This is a rap.
it's going to be interesting as this unfolds. If it gets to that point, and if the feds are involved, I would like to believe they got something. But
you think when the feds were going through the house, they were like, "Take that, take that, take that, take that, take that, take that."
They absolutely were like that.
If anybody was black in that room,
absolutely
somebody did that shit.
And if they didn't, then something's wrong.
Yeah,
they can't. It's always black if they didn't do that.
Yes. Yeah.
Damn, but $500K a month though.
That's crazy.
That's how much per
year? Isn't that wild how much money he was making that he could spend?
$1 million in 2 months.
That's $6 million. Yeah. That's $6 million a year.
Then people wonder why she stopped rapping.
Yeah. Who is this?
Young
Miami.
City
Girls. City
Girls. City Girls. Was she good?
Carisha. Yeah,
smart. Could she rap?
Hell no.
She was in the City Girls.
You say hell no?
She can't rap.
Well, she was good. I mean,
she had a good hits. The image. Yeah, like yeah, it was yeah, a good. Yeah. She got a good stage presence. Like people bought into the City Girls because of her.
JT was like the writer.
JT was the person that can rap. Young Miami was. It's like the show.
Mm.
You know,
I didn't watch
the
show.
No, you did.
Rap
you
did
watch
rap, rap shit.
Oh, no, rap shit is based off of them.
Okay,
so it's just like that either.
It is.
Yeah, it's loosely based on them.
Based off they come up.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, she something ain't right with her either. She has not posted online.
Since she's been
March of 2020.
Yeah, ever since she's been real quiet.
She has been on Twitter. She tried to tweet through it.
Somebody said, "Yo, where Carisha?" She's like, "I'm here. What's up?" That's what she tweeted.
Yeah, on Twitter. And she put a picture out of her twerking on a boat.
Mm. As if I saw that.
Well, you know. Diddy's attorney, Aaron Dyer, said that yesterday there was a gross overuse of military level force. As search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residence, there's no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated. So.
Man, you know, all I heard was, because that shit, it don't matter, bro. Matters, like, bro. Once they have...
That was lawyer talk.
Yeah, that is lawyer talk. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's just a kind of safe face to a degree. You know what I'm saying? But nah, nigga, like, you know, I think one of the things that this kind of shows us is, you know, what is the level of freedom that we really have? Because Cassie alleged something, they settled, right? It was never technically proven. She said, "I'm gonna take the money," and it is what it is.
Okay.
So now there's a whole bunch of allegations, and now the government says, "You know what? We're gonna raid your shit just because we feel."
No, that's not how it happened. This is Homeland Security.
Yeah, they did not raid
his house because they think that something happened.
To get that warrant signed by a judge, there had to be some evidence.
So where did they get the evidence from?
We don't know, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
I thought it was from the guy that opened up that other
Little Rod.
It's not him?
No, that was
taken into account.
Yeah, I thought that's what.
That's not where they got, bro.
Okay.
Homeland Security did not get, hold on. Homeland Security did not get enough evidence from Little Rod to get a federal warrant to raid both of his mansions.
They said that Little Rod
accusations caused them to start interviewing more people that gave exactly. the evidence
to when you're saying where the evidence come from, it's not from Lil Rod.
They started conducting interviews
they once got, the allegations they got the tip off because Lil Rod said whatever the fuck he said. And they're like, okay, there might be some more to this.
So they started
talking to people. Let's dig deeper. So they started asking other people and other people were giving them information. As far as I've read, Lil Rod hasn't really helped them much. No. If anything, he's probably hurt the case because shit keeps coming out that they're like, that's a lie. Yeah. That's a lie. That's a lie. So that's what I'm saying. Lil Rod, I don't know how much he's helping.
So I guess basically what I'm trying to get at is like, what was the tipping point for the federal government to get involved? Because I feel like
sex trafficking. If they hear that there's sex trafficking happen, the federal government, because that's a hot button issue, they will start investigating. So again, when Cassie and there was that accusation about, well, she might have been crossing borders, they say, boop. Sex trafficking, let's look into this. And it's not like every single thing that's been discussed has been released to the public. Yeah, no, that's another thing that people don't understand. When they're like, well, I don't understand why this happening, Diddy. Well, you don't have to understand it as long as they understand it.
I think to your question, too, the tipping point. As long as
who understands it.
Say what?
As long as who understands it.
As long as the federal government understands it. They're not going to release everything. Why would they?
No, they can't. Yeah, they have to have leverage.
The tipping point was the tapes that they said that they were tapes. And that's what I think sparked everything towards the raid. They said from numerous people they heard that he recorded everything in his home.
Right. Gotcha. So, how long or how quick do you think that this is going to like go down? Like do you think
this is years.
You think this is years?
Years, yes.
So I just saw an interview with is this black cop from New York where he called himself the hip hop police like back in the 90s or the 2000s. And he was saying that, you know, he had multiple crossing paths with Diddy. You know, he was the one that arrested him with the J-Lo incident way back in the day. The one with Steve Stout, you know what I'm saying? All of that type of stuff. And he was talking about how he thinks that this is going to, you know, probably unfold rather quickly now.
I agree.
That they had, that they raided and now they're going to have tapes and things to review that he thinks that is going to go. It ain't gonna take years.
Yeah, other names are gonna start popping up.
I was gonna say the same thing. I can't see this going years.
If he goes already, for a trial, I think years.
I don't think so about that either because he's a high profile. It's a high profile case.
Young Thug, they say the trial won't be over to like 2027.
You're right. You're right.
But Scott. Does Young Thug have any sex trafficking?
No, he has Rico charges. It's Rico's at this point. It's just as bad. Spike's right. I take back what I said.
Well, I don't mean the trial part. I just mean like
getting the investigation will be done quick.
Charges may be filed, but when you talk about him finally going to jail or like getting a verdict on it, I would say years.
And I'm sure Diddy's lawyers are way better than Young Thug.